T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It is indeed the Get Right with Reg and KG on 105.3 The Fan. Kevin Gray, Reginald Atatula, my man Joey holding it down for you on this hump night edition of Get Right with Reg and KG.
What's the hump night part?
Wednesday night.
Okay. You could just say
didn't think that I was not going to come with the hump night edition?
I was hoping.
Look, man, it's a party all around. It's a party here. It's a party out in Cali, because, of course, tonight is Nobu night out in Oxnard, California. So later on in the show, I have a very specific question for all of y'all that I want you to start to think about.
Oh,
you know, as the show goes on, the question being, you know, if you could party with any celebrity and where, who would you party with and why? I want y'all to think about that through the course of our next 4 hours, because we'll talk about that a little bit later on. In the show, we'll probably ask RJ Ochoa.
Just go ahead and send them in. You don't even have to wait.
Yeah,
just keep sending them in.
Yeah, truckrig.com, text on 877-881-1053 if you want to get in on the conversation. SB Nation's blogging the boys. RJ Ochoa is going to join us at 8 o'clock. We've got a lot to talk about, Reg, because the Cowboys did something that I have lamented all offseason long.
What, walkthrough?
Not necessarily.
They did. That's what they did.
They did do that today.
And we had people talking about that they was disappointed or something.
Here's the thing. That young man, whomever drove however he got to Oxnard today and was not thrilled that he got to watch a mock game and a walkthrough, you know, I kind of feel bad for him, because this might be the only time he gets to see his favorite team.
I don't.
Throughout the course of a year.
Sorry.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
I don't. Dog, you're at training camp. And look. If you go to training
Talk
camp,
about practice, man.
More power to be practice. More power to you, but it's practice, dog. So if the practice wasn't as strenuous as you wanted, I get why you're upset, but at the same time, I'm not shedding tears for you in this moment.
Well, hey, you know what? I'm here to sympathize with you, young man, or whomever.
You got KG.
Yeah, you know, I'm right there with you. But the Cowboys did something today, Reg. They didn't hardly do this offseason. They actually spent some money and signed a player worth a damn today.
Did we get how much money they spent, or did we just find out that it was
Year? It's not like they would have spent $10 million. Come on now.
Okay,
They went down aisle five of Walmart. They got that great value brand signing.
I don't even know if it's that, right? Because, I mean, Anthony Barr, I stole your thunder. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. No.
Anthony Barr, linebacker, 4-time Pro Bowler. So
Yeah.
It's not like they got, well, although, to be fair, they've done this before where they've gotten people who are at one point good maybe on that downturn. But, like, I don't necessarily know that that's Anthony Barr altogether. But really, as much as I feel you on the, they went down the budget aisle and they went and got that. Really.
That open box special, for sure.
This felt like a bargaining. Like, this was a bargaining situation where they were haggling. They went down to the car dealership and they was like, look, man, I'll give you $300 for it. And I was like, come on, dog. We take it $5,000. And I'm like, all right, we'll keep talking. We'll come back. We'll come back around. We want to go look at some other places and we'll come back and talk to you. And they came back and it was like, what about $1,000? It was like, dog, we said we wanted $5,000 for this.
Like, you know what the price is, okay?
And I think that after a while of negotiation and haggling, they got close enough that they were like, all right, how does, now I will actually use real numbers, which will throw off my entire metaphor.
Right.
I apologize. How does a $2 million deal that can maybe get up to $3 million sign? And Anthony Barr's team was like, sounds about right.
Come on down.
Like, we could do that.
You're the next Dallas Cowboy.
Right? Yeah. So as much as we were like, yes, they were getting a bargain in some ways, but also I feel like the reason why this wasn't consummated for a long time was not because they didn't value Anthony Barr, and not because, well, I mean, They were bargaining a little bit. But, like, at the same time, I think it's just because those two sides were probably a little too far apart in what they were willing to do. And they got close enough, I believe, that now you have an opportunity to get a dude and, you know, have him produce for you.
And I'll use his proper name. Steven Jones actually did something that, you know, I can actually get behind today.
Oh, you're not going to call him that other thing?
Oh, no.
Why did I even say that?
I don't even know why you even did that. You knew what a time it was. But I'm going to use his proper name today. Steven Jones.
Just today?
Just for today. Okay. He did. Look, I try to give the man credit when he and his front office do something positive. And guess what they did, Joey? They did something positive today. They signed a guy named Anthony Barr last year, played, you know, over 11 games, had 813 snaps, you know, finished, had 72 tackles, 2.5 sacks, 3 interceptions.
You're throwing a lot of numbers at me. Hold on. Run that back one more time.
Last year, 72 tackles.
Okay.
2.5 sacks.
Not
three,
bad.
3 interceptions. Played 813 snaps for the Vikings last year, over 11 games. And I think what's most exciting about him is that now you have a guy that can provide some versatility in that linebacking core. He can get after the passer. He can get into your run fits. He can do a lot of different things that make other guys around him better. And this, to me, is another reaffirmation that the front office believes in what Dan Quinn is selling to them, and that they, along with, you know, George Edwards, who is obviously coached a player and knows the player very well, they believe in what Dan Quinn can build with this defense. And even Jerry said it himself. This defense, we feel like, can be a big reason why this team wins games this year. This is another confirmation that they believe that the defense is going to be the unit that carries them this year. Because they could have spent this money on, I don't know, a wide receiver. Oh, I don't know, a kicker. Oh, I don't know, maybe a tackle as well. But they decided to reinforce this defense by bringing in Anthony Barr.
Yeah, and I mean, I think more than anything, because you're right, like, this does reinforce the belief that they have in the defensive side, but I think it reinforces more than anything the belief that they have in the defensive apparatus, the structure, the hierarchy, all of that, too many big words to say. Dan Quinn and his staff, they believe in those guys and their ability to scout and bring guys in. Because I think it was Brian Broaddus, and I'm sure not just Broaddus and the G-Bag Nation, all sorts of people have mentioned this, but this is yet another signing that, you know, had a sponsor of George Edwards, mm-hmm. right? Like, they went and signed Everson Griffin. Last year, they brought in Jayron Kearse, mm-hmm. and this year, it is now Anthony Barr. And so, like, it seems very evident that they're like, look, man, at least you could have at least one pet project, and we believe in you. We believe in your ability to do that, and we'll give you enough leeway to do that because it's worked out well enough. Now, you were talking about the things that you believe Anthony Barr can do. And I kind of want to do like a mini quiz here, if you don't mind. Does that sound all right?
I wasn't ready for a quiz, right?
Yeah, I know. It's a pop quiz. Okay. That's why they call it a pop quiz.
I wasn't good at those in school, but okay.
Don't have to be good at it. It's okay. Fine. We've worked together, and you've heard some of my thoughts about this 21 Cowboys team through our rewatch that's been going on. Which part of Anthony Barr's game do you think I'm most excited about? Or Anthony Barr being added to this Cowboys team, do you think I'm most excited about for this Cowboys team?
I would say getting after the quarterback.
Okay, that's not right. You're right. You
See,
were right
I,
in
I
saying
told
that
you,
you're
I was like, I'm not good at these. But I don't know why you put me in this position
know,
to fail.
I don't know.
In that way. It's not what a good partner does, Reg. Thanks.
I never said I was a good partner.
I'm
excited about the run fit opportunity. Because this is the thing about this linebacking core last season. It felt like there was a lot of instances where they didn't do good on fitting the run. Mm-hmm. They didn't flow well with the running backs, or they didn't get up into those fits in the line. And now some of that was the interior defensive lineman getting pushed up on the linebackers. But there were also instances where, whether it was Leighton Vander Esch, whether it was Keanu Neal, and whether it was Michael Parsons, either were not agile enough, were not reactive enough, or just, you know, did not know what was happening enough to get to the spots they needed to on some of these, and sometimes in the run game. And some of that was Michael Parsons' youth. He's even admitted now he's actually knowing more of what's happening, which is going to show itself more in the linebacking place than it is in the pass rushing. Pass rushing, especially when he goes to bull rushes or speed rushes, that's just go and get him, right? In that linebacker core reading, reacting, and that sometimes you saw that he didn't necessarily have that. Like Vander Esch, I think some of that was, you know, injuries and getting back up to what he could do.
Mm-hmm.
And then also sometimes that lateral movement just for him isn't there in a big way. Keanu Neal, I don't even know what we talk about with what limited him. But Anthony Barr is a dude who's done – he has bona fides, man. Like I said, four-time Pro Bowler.
He's got a resume.
Right? Like, he's got bona fides. He's done this for a long time, and I have to imagine that the familiarity with George Edwards brings some level of understanding of what's mm-hmm. happening in this particular system, but also he just knows football, right? He's done it enough at this level to know football, and I hope that that means that he'll know – almost instinctually, less having to think, you won't have to see the gear spinning watching a football game when it's like, oh man, this is a screen, and identifying that quickly and getting to the right place, or seeing, all right, man, this is where I need to be. Let me get up in that gap and make sure that I make it so this running back can't hit this hole and get 3 or 4 yards in a play where we're supposed to stop him for one or nothing, right? Those are the margins that make a good defense to a great defense, and I think that that might be what Anthony Barr can bring. And maybe, and I know that he's not in camp right now, so maybe this is me overstating this, but maybe that veteran leadership can also filter in and help with young guys like Micah Parsons, who's, you know, getting a better understanding of that position and that portion of it. And hey, Jabril Cox, a guy in mm-hmm. linebacker that you want to become a large part of your linebacker
along as well. Yeah.
We knew that he can do the coverage stuff. It was the run fitting type of stuff, the getting downhill. Hey, I would love if Anthony Barr becomes his big bro that can help him understand that portion of it, and you see a well-rounded linebacker.
The 30-year-old last year appeared in 11 games after undergoing a procedure on his right knee that forced him to miss the first 4 games of the 2021 season. From the 817 on the truckreg.com text line, are we on the cusp of becoming a defense first team? I think we're already there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you said that.
When you start looking around at each of the three levels of this defense, obviously, you believe that DeMarcus Lawrence can continue to play well, one of the best run stoppers on the edge in the league. You want and to see production from Dante Fowler Jr., Dorrance Armstrong, the rookie Sam Williams. Hopefully, you get some production, you know, on the edge, on the other side of DeMarcus Lawrence. Obviously, your interior is where you've got a ton of depth with Neville Gallimore and Osa Digizua leading the charge there. Even Tristan Hill has flashed a little bit so far in training camp. Then you go to the second level, which we've talked about extensively. Micah Parsons, Leighton Vander Esch has performed well in camp. Now you bring in a veteran in Anthony Barr to help a young guy in Jabril Cox come along. And then you've got an all-pro as one of your corners in your secondary in Trayvon Diggs. Anthony Brown's had a good camp so far. Jaron Curse.
And a solid career, right? We don't have to just do the camp thing. He's had, four seasons at this point?
Yeah,
being
exactly.
A solid cornerback.
Yeah, so you feel, I think, a lot more comfortable on the defensive side of the ball, and there's a lot less questions on that side of the ball versus the offensive side, where you're a CeeDee Lamb injury away from having the worst wide receiver core in the NFL. And that's not hyperbole. Like, you look down the wide receiver list, and that's not the shade. Well, it is the shade. The young guys that are actually out here on this team, you're a CeeDee Lamb injury away.
Wait, hold on.
From the, what I'm just saying.
Joey, can we just do an evaluation real quick? How many seconds do you think it took for KG to realize? Actually, no, that is what I'm saying.
Oh, I said it in the same sentence. Yeah, immediately. Immediately. You kidding me? Immediately. But again, that's where you are. So you got to be able to meet to strengthen the wide receiver room. There's questions on the, you know, left side of the offensive line. Matt Waletzko. He's not ready to go.
I got you. In fact, yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
He's going to have, you know, shoulder surgery.
Which is going to put him out for a good amount of time, which is not fun for you as a team that, I mean, all of us onlookers of the Cowboys were already looking at that offensive line in a way that I can only describe as, ooh.
You can say that for a few of these position groups on the offensive side. So the wide receiver room needs help. You know, your offensive line room needs help. For goodness sakes, your kicking game right now absolutely sucks.
Oh, no.
Between Jonathan Garibay and Lyram Hiralahu, I don't know what the hell is happening in mojo moments. Apparently yesterday? They went 1 of 6 in mojo moments yesterday.
Yeah, I think that was yesterday.
I was like, okay, we thought that maybe, you know, this could be not necessarily a big of a problem, but you've got problems in special teams with your kicking game, your wide receiver room, and your offensive, you know, line room that you've got to start to figure out. But at least for this signing, when it comes to Anthony Barr, a positive sign that reinforces what should be a very good defense this year.
Yeah, I think that that is going to be very useful. The things that I was concerned about on this defense were absolutely in, like, the spine of the defense.
Sure.
When it came to defensive tackles and linebackers, and they took a step in helping that linebacker core. I mean, if for no other reason then they added another body. We were looking at this almost from just the proposition of how many bodies do they have? Because you were getting to a point where we were starting to talk about Luke Gifford in a way of like having to play consistent minutes. And all due respect to Luke Gifford, which apparently isn't a ton.
we're doing a lot of that so far in the first 15 minutes in our show.
A lot of disrespect here.
Sorry about that.
Maybe that's why we're not in Oxnard.
Well, they couldn't keep us around there.
I don't think anybody felt comfortable with the idea of Luke Gifford being a prominent part of your on-field component when it came to being a linebacker. He's a lovely backup. He'll come in and give you spots, give you, I was about to say minutes like this was basketball, give you snaps. But you wanted to have somebody who was a little more comfortable. And does it feel like you added to the top end of your roster? Because it doesn't feel like when you make additions in training camp that you add to the top end of a position group.
I think for them, it obviously adds to the depth of their position group. But, I mean, you mentioned it earlier, you know, he's got receipts here. He's a four-time Pro Bowler. This is a legitimate football player. And I think the best part about Barr is, well, yes, I believe he hasn't played a full season since 2017. Where have you heard that before, Tyron Smith?
Wow. It's a spicy segment.
What? But what you can do in spurts with him, you can do a lot of different things, multiple looks that will allow him to play in different spots. But more importantly, more time and more space for Micah Parsons to be freed up to just go wreak havoc on offenses this year. So overall, I like the signing a lot. You didn't pay a lot of money for him, which we know the Cowboys are famous for doing. And I think this is going to work out for them, again, because of the familiarity of the player and what they're capable of doing with him this season. Anthony Barr signs a one-year, $2 million deal worth up to $3 million today for your Dallas Cowboys. Just to get right with Reggie KG right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, the Mavericks fan survey has been completed. When did you become a Mavericks fan? And more importantly, what is your confidence level in this front office going into next year? Next on 105 Through the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.